I love you. I'm in your debt. Really, I couldn't have done it without you. I could neither have anticipated nor prepared myself for the emotions these relatively ordinary phrases would evoke in me. Daddy had in no way needed my help before. Though he had occasionally let me help, my services had never actually been required. What was I to do with this information? In my debt? Unthinkable. And I love you. Of course he loved me. His love was no surprise. It was the words that startled me now, the way it had taken him nearly 40 years to say them. Speechless, I searched his eyes, the only part of him that disclosed any degree of emotion, for that familiar glimmer that had always given his true feelings away. A proud smile stole across my face as I slowly stepped into my truck and drove away, lost in dazed euphoria. My dad rarely speaks, never raises his voice, and always works twice as hard as everyone else. He meticulously executes every task with absolute precision. Growing up, I believed there was nothing he couldn't do. As a shop teacher at Lethbridge Community College, he masterfully taught the arts of welding, machining, gunsmithing, drafting, carpentry, tooling leather, and even beadwork. I recall passing countless hours in silence, perched atop a stool in his shop, just to be near him, watching his deliberate hands work their craft and absorbing his unspoken affection. Daddy seldom made mistakes, and he never made the same mistake twice. He preferred to fix things as soon as they began to fray. A real stitch in time saves nine kind of guy. Sometimes he fixed things before they could fail him. On many occasions, he'd have purchased something that had, in his opinion, been manufactured in a mediocre fashion. In such instances, he would head out to the shop to modify the thing until he'd improved the item's efficiency and function to his satisfaction. I remember many times people coming to him with brand new store-bought rifles or tools, asking him if he'd take a look at them. Though he hardly ever borrowed anything, friends were always eager to lend. He habitually returned things in better shape than he found them, and his reputation for returning them tuned up, cleaned out, topped off and repaired, if not rebuilt entirely, preceded him. He firmly believed that any job worth doing was worth doing well. So how then, on that summer morning, had this steadiest of men come to need my help? It all started with Mom's to-do list, something my dad normally took very seriously. She had asked him to replace the railroad ties in the front flower bed with a rock retaining wall. Uncharacteristically, Dad first tried to talk her out of it, then simply put her off. Finally, I intervened, offering to pick up the materials and deliver them to the house. True to character, when I arrived, he was waiting in the driveway to help unload. I noticed him wince as he lifted each block. Clearly, his back bothered him. But even if he'd have allowed me to lay the rock for him, I wouldn't have dared fill his shoes at such a task. Instead, I handed him each slab as he scooted along on his knees, saving him, at least, the visibly painful task of standing up between laying one and grabbing the next. For the first time in my life, he seemed vulnerable. How easy it had been for me to hand him the blocks. It didn't seem right that it should mean so much to him. Though his appreciation had understandably left me feeling troubled and fulfilled, his long-awaited expression of love taught me a surprising lesson. All those years, my father hadn't merely told me that he loved me. He had loved me beyond words. This is Sandy Atwood.